very unique that if a person does not take care of the halachas that we're about to talk about, then there is a halacha that's connected to the seventh sabbatical year, the seventh year of Shemitah, that is not specific to all the other halachas that apply only in Eretz Yisrael. There is one halacha that's nogea to each and every Jew, no matter where on the planet you're living, and that is the halacha of Shemitas Ksafim. Shemitah that's relevant to your money. The Torah says that this is something that doesn't have to do with agriculture, that doesn't have to do with the mitzvahs hatluyus ba'aretz, and therefore it's equally applicable to me as it is to the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. What is the halacha of Shemitas Ksafim? Says the Torah in Parshas Re'eh that if you have money that is owed to you and it comes the end of the Shemitah year, so then there is a halacha that that money, that debt, is now washed away. That money is no longer owed to you. The love, the borrower, does not owe that money. In addition to the halacha that the money is not owed, for me to even approach the borrower, there is a lo sase in the Torah called lo yigos. I don't have the ability to attempt to extract the money from the borrower. Comes along the rush, the Rabbeinu Asher, in Maseches Gittin, and says a fascinating chiddush. He says that these two halachos that I just presented, that number one is applying to the chefta of the loan, the actual money that's owed, and number two, there's an isser on the gavra to try and attempt and coerce and try to extract the money and claim the money from the borrower, those two halachos are actually independent. What do I mean by them being independent? Says the Rosh as follows. We got the wrong year. Says the Rosh, your rabbi should stand up prior to the seventh year, which is last year Rosh Hashanah, last year Elul, exactly a year ago, and your rabbi should announce that everyone should sign prosbols already the beginning of the seventh year. Why? Because even though the Rosh says, I agree that technically the loan is only washed away at the end of the seventh year, which is this year Elul, however, says the Rosh, the Isser of Lo Yigos, the Isser for the Malve, for the lender, to approach the Loveh and try to extract the money and be Toveya him in court, that is something which is already applicable throughout which year? Throughout the seventh year. So if you want to get around this halacha and be able to extract money from a borrower in the seventh year, which technically al pi choshen mish, but he still owes you the money. If you would go into a bezdin and try to decipher whether or not a person owes you the money throughout the seventh year, the halacha is he does, even according to the Rush. Yet I, the lender, have a restriction that I can't be toveya and claim it from you. So therefore, a rectification process has to be done already prior to the seventh year. There are those, I think I heard Rebelski was machmir about this. There are those that are machmir to write a prosbul already prior to the seventh year, and they already did so exactly a year ago. They wrote prosbuls already last year to be choshish for the shita of the Rosh. The Chassam Sofer quotes from his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, that the minig is to go like the opinion of most Rishonim, that all of Hilchos Shmitas Ksafim is relevant when? This Elul, this Tishrei, this Rosh Hashanah. Like the Mishnah says in Maseches Shviyas, Ein HaShviyas Mishametes Ela Bisofa. The only time Shmitas Ksafim is activated is only at the end of the seventh year, which is relevant now, the close of this seventh year, and it's not only relevant for the actual loans and debts that Pomper owes to people like Morty Aryeh,
But it's even relevant for the Isser of Lo Yigos, that you shouldn't, the Toveya is only at the end of the seventh year. So we will be Yotze this Minug and take care of the process and the procedure this year, because what's done is done, and we are following like the opinion of most Rishonim, that Shemitas Ksafim is relevant at the end of the seventh year. So we have an issue on our hands. There are many people that owe other people money. There are many people that are owed to that want to make sure that they have the ability to collect. So what can we do? Now,
can we say in Tefillah's Yom Kippur before Yom Kippur that if someone owes you money, that like you forgive them for the year?
It's money, really?
Yeah. Skip that.
No.
Okay. I don't know. But this is the way. What? So, Rabosai. So what do? So Hillel was stuck with this issue. Hillel in the Gemara and Gittin on Lamed Vavmer Aleph said, and this is Vardash, this is what you were talking about. I think someone else mentioned this. It's not Hossam. It's by the two dots. It's called, the first line is, the first word on the line is Hillel Hiskin Prozbol. Hillel made this takana called Prozbol. What does the word prosbol mean? Prosbol. It's a takana for the ashirim, for the rich people, to make sure that they have the ability to still get back their money at the end of the seventh year. Tanos, prosbol einu meshamit. Ze'echa min advarim shehiskin Hillel HaZaken. This was one of the things that Hillel HaZaken enacted. Put it in your pocket. Enacted. He saw that the nation were not lending to each other because they were worried. What were they worried? That they're not going to get their money back because Shemitah is going to make it that they're not going to be able to collect. And because of this, they were actually violating an Isser in the Torah that says, as the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh says, don't inhibit and stop yourself from lending in the first place because you're worried about Shemitas Ksafim. That's something that the Torah itself warns. So therefore Hillel was saying, Yatzas Charbef say that we're actually losing out by this. We need to make sure that people are not restraining themselves from lending money because the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to help the unfortunate, to help those people that are destitute, those people that need money. So how do we make sure that people are not concerned about losing their money? Amad the Hiskin Prosbol, he therefore enacted that a person should write a Prosbol. What is a Prosbol? Prosbol is something, and I'll have them available if you guys need it from me. You just tell me how many copies to bring in. You write on a document, either with two Edim that sign at the bottom or in front of three Dayanim that will sign. Mosrani Lachem Ploni Dayanim, Shebemakom Ploni. I am now before Rosh Hashanah passing over all of my debts towards the Bezdin. Shekol chov sheyeshli etzoponi sheegvara koz matzeirza v'adayanim chosmim lamata. O ha'edim. I am now telling and giving the rights to Bezdin that if they want to collect my debts on my behalf, they have the ability to. And if they don't get around to it, so then I will do it. But Bezdin actually has the authority to take care and collect my debts. Explains Rashi, once Bezdin have the jurisdiction and they are the claimers, they can technically be the Toveya for this money, so then the Isurim of Shemitas Ksafim were never set to Bezdin. The prohibitions were set to a singular person, to a Yachid, to a claimer that is a one-on-one relationship. But once it's in the auspices of Bezdin, then the Isser Lo Yigos and all of the halachos that apply to Shemitas Ksafim do not apply to the general Bezdin entity, and therefore you basically circumvented the whole halacha of Prosbol, and that was the knetch, that was the loophole, that was the shtick that Hillel enacted in order to get around the halacha min haTorah of Shemitas Ksafim of Lo Yigos. Yeah, so it's...
How does that work?
Yeah, 100%.
You signed a principle, like which business would go with, like, the...
So on my documents, I happen to be using the shtaros of the RCA, the Rabbinical Council of America, with Rabbi Mordechai Willig, Rabbi Reese, and Rabbi Gedalia Dov Schwartz, and those are Dayanim.
It's an interesting question we're not going to have time to deal with, but the post can get into a discussion of whether or not, because the Gemara says you might need the Spitz Bezdin in the town. You might need the Iker Bezdin. However, the Ramah Paskins La'alocha, at least for Ashkenazim, that Svardim actually might be a little bit of an issue. Svardim, the Machaber is more machmir about this, but for Ashkenazim, any Bezdin, any three Dayanim technically is acceptable. So this was Hillel's shtick. This was Hillel's loophole that basically set up the loan that now the loan is in such a scenario, the loan is in such is now such an entity that doesn't lend itself to the Yisurim in Parshas Re'eh and the Dinim of Shmitas Ksof. But Rabosai, I'd like to start to get a little background before we learn the halachas of Prosbo, and Max Harvey Steinberg, you should be bothered by a question that you asked yesterday in Shir. How do the rabbis have this authority, Nathan Katz? How could the rabbis pull this shtick and take a Din Min HaTorah and then say, huh, we pulled shtick, abracadabra, things are over. That should be something that's bothering you, Max Harvey Steinberg. If it bothered you yesterday, it should bother you today. And it looks like it is bothering you, Baruch Hashem. But Rabosa, I want to talk about those of you that we're going to have a conversation after Rosh Hashanah, and you're going to walk in, Ben, and you're going to be like, I forgot to write a prosbo. What do I do? This guy owes me $1,600. I forgot to write Morty. Make sure. So what happens? What is the halacha prior to prosbo? What is the halacha before Hillel turned around and everything and created this loophole? What would a person do? What do you mean, what would a person do, Rabbi? We just said the loan is gone. The loan is done. Comes along the Gemara in Gittin and Lamed Bava Lamed Zion Amid Beis, and pretend that you have this Gemara in front of you. Shagayach Max, you're great. We have both of them. No. It's my fault. I probably told you Lamed Zion Amid. It's really probably my fault. Amachzir Chov L'Chaveru B'Shvius. Before Prosbo, Max. Before this entity even exists, a guy comes back. Avi, you owe me money. And you come and say, Rabbi, you're my rabbi. I have respect for rabbis. I want to give back the loan. What's the law? Can I accept the money? So the answer is I can't accept the loan. Not only, I'm not approaching him. I'm not even claiming him. I'm not violating Lo-Yigos over here. But I can't even accept it. Why? Because the loan is washed. Says the Gemara, if Avi is coming and giving me the money, how do I respond? Says the Gemara, Machzir Chov B'Shvius, Morty, listen up. Person's coming to give back your money. Pomper's coming back to give back the money that he owes you, the $1,500. Machzir Chov L'Chavera B'Shvius, Tzarech She'yomer Lo Mishamet Ani. I have to respond to Avi, Mishamet Ani. I'm washing it. The debt's gone. You don't own it. And I say those words, mishamitani. That's the halacha, halacha l'maisa. You have to know how to respond. Mishamitani. V'im omer lo. Yeah.
Are you supposed to make a tanai saying that these laws don't apply to you in the first place?
No.
You're not allowed to do that?
I didn't say you're not allowed to do that. You're asking me from a Gemara Makas Daf Gimel Amud Beis if that works. That's not the practice. Technically, there's a Gemara Makas Daf Gimel Beis. You learn Makas?
Yeah.
Gimel Beis?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the Gemara says that a Tanai works. We have to get to there maybe in 6 weeks from now. No, I'm joking. But hopefully we'll get to there. That is another quirk that works, but we're not holding there yet. But that's not the practice. The practice is to write a prosbo. Excellent question. I have to say back to Avi, no, Shmita Mishamitani. Vim Omer Lo, and if Avi's a good guy and he's a tzaddik, and he says back to me, Rabbi, Afal Pichin, I want to give it to you. And if he says back during the Shemitah, we didn't take care of this before and we didn't write a prosbo, we totally forgot it. We slept through the whole Rosh Hashanah. We slept through Erev Rosh Hashanah. We slept through Elul. We were on our cell phone the whole time. We didn't even hear what the rabbi was saying about prosbos. And now we totally goofed. We totally forgot. And now it's not only about a cell phone. It's about Elul. It's not only about you. About my avoda ben adam l'makom. Now I'm taka losing money. Dem amar lo afal pichin yikabel himen. And if he says no, I insist afal pichin, I want to give it back to you. Then yikabel himenu. Then I have the ability to get back the money. How do you know this? Shene emar, as the pasuk says, the Gemara in Gittin Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, v'zeh dvar hashmita.
The pasuk in Parshas Re'eh says, "Vizet dvar hashmita." Mazet dvar. What is a dvar? Dvar comes from the lashon of dibur, which means there is a halacha that's relevant regarding dibur when it comes to shmita, and therefore the Gemara says that if I don't enunciate, if I don't say meshamitani halacha, therefore I'm not following the halachas of Shemitah's Ksafim. And that's why you have to go through this procedure if a person is being machzir, is returning money during the seventh year. Let's stop there before we go on in the Gemara. V'zed dvar hashmit. I have to say meshamitani halacha. A guy is returning money during Shvius and it wasn't taken care of before. Comes along the Sefer Yerim, one of the Rishonim, and explains, V'zed var hashmita, that not only is the Gemara telling you a process and a conversation that the Malva and the Lova have to go through, but this is telling you the essence of what Shmitas Ksofim is all about. Rabosa, you want to understand Shmitas Ksofim? Says the Yerim, the Gemara now is introducing to us V'zed Dvar HaShmita, that you are in control of Shmitas Ksofim. And it's only because the lender, the Malve, says the words Mishamitani Lecha, that the loan is washed away. What does that mean, Rabosai? If I don't say Mishamitani Lecha, according to the Uraim, what is the Halacha? Al pidin, al pichosh and mish. But if I take you to Bezdin, what's the halacha? Does the person owe me or does the person not owe me?
Yes.
If I don't say
he
this,
owes
he owes you.
Yeah.
I didn't activate Shmitas Ksofim. If I were to ask the Sefer Yerim, who is in control of Shmitas Ksofim? Who is in the driver's seat of Shmitas Ksofim? The answer is the Malvin, the lender. Unbelievable Yisod. Comes along the Mordechai in Meseches Gittin and says, Lo hayu dvarim me'olam. You misunderstood this whole halacha relevant to this month. It's not true. Shmitas Ksofim is something which is called Afgaisa d'malka. Something which is the hafkah, is the Ribbono Shel Olam's involvement, the Ribbono Shel Olam's uprooting the loan of the Melech Malchei Hamloch. It's, in your vernacular, Rabosa, I would call it, it's on autopilot. It's automatic. It's not because of us, it's not because we're in the driver's seat, it's not because we're saying something, but rather, Shmitas Ksofim is, guess what? Once sunset happens, going into Rosh Hashanah night, the loans and the debts, they're gone. Rabosai, who has the upper hand in this machlokes? I read you three lines of a Gemara in Gittin. If I come and Avi comes to me and says, I want to give you back the money during Shviyas, the Gemara says, V'zed var hashmita, I have to respond to him and say, Meshamitan alecha. And only once he responds to me again to say, Afal pichen, I want to give it to you, then can I accept it. Who has the upper hand in the Gemara? And the Gemara says, how do you learn that? Because he has to say it. Bezet dvar hashmita. There's a dibur from shmita. Who has the upper hand in the Gemara?
The Uraim.
The Uraim. The Gemara, mamash, sounds like the Uraim. The Gemara sounds like who's in the driver's seat? The lender. Who's controlling? Who's activating? Ad kedei kach, that if Avi wants to return me the money, I must respond, Meshamin aninucha, in order to activate shvius, in order to apply shmita's tzav. Comes along the Mordechai, and the Mordechai responds and says, no, not so fast. I have a way to explain this Gemara. Just because, explains the Mordechai, the Gemara is telling us that the Malve must respond with the phrase, Mishamitani Lecha. That doesn't necessarily mean that Shmitas Ksofim wouldn't have happened automatically and wouldn't have washed away the loan on its own. Says the Mordechai, I'll give you an example. Kiddush on Friday night. We lift the kos, and we have to say,
What are we doing when we're making Kiddush on Shabbos? Are we actually sanctifying the Shabbos? Is the Kedushas HaShabbos existence? Let's say you're stuck on the highway and you can't get home for Shabbos. So let me give you a little Eitzah, Ezra. Don't make Kiddush and you'll be fine. Just drive it. No problem. What are you bothering yourself? You weren't Mekadosh the Shabbos yet. That's crazy. No one will say such a thing. The second sunset happens, Kedusha Shabbos is Kviya Mekayimo. It's something that's out of your control. It's something that's coming whether you like it or not. Yet Af Al Pich, the Torah Kedusha instructs us that we should what? Still sanctify Shabbos. Still proclaim that there is Kedusha Shabbos, even though the day is already holy on its own. Similar halacha, does anyone know one other halacha that's very similar to this? And if anyone gets this, I will be extremely impressed. It's a halacha that's not so common. A halacha that's not so common, that the item is kadosh, but af al pichen, the Torah wants you to recite and state its kedusha. It's the halacha of Meiser Behema. That was a trick question. Meister Behema, the halacha is once that 10th animal goes through the corral, goes through the deer, it is kadosh on its own. That animal has kedusha sekdish, has kedusha of Behema. Yet, the rabbis say, you have the mitzvah. I'm sorry. B'chor Behema Torah. B'chor Behema Torah. See, even I got it wrong. B'chor Behema Torah has kedusha on its own, but af al pichen, you should say and you should recite that it is kadosh. Same thing, same idea. Says the Mordechai, we already have precedent to this halacha. That even though something on its own, through being born as the first animal, is kadosh, you still have the mitzvah. You still have the mitzvah to be makdish. That is the response of the Mordechai. Rabosai, we have a fundamental machlokas between the Mordechai and the Urim. Just understand the basics of what is Shemitas Ksofim all about. Is Shemitas Ksofim something that's automatic? Something that exists on its own? Something that's controlled by the Rebbeinu Shlom, Afgaisa de Malka, once it goes through sunset, that is what washes away the loans? Yes, I'm agreeing. The Gemara says there is a procedure. The Bailim, the Malveh, has a mitzvah to proclaim, just like he has a mitzvah to recite Kiddush on Friday night. But that's not what's activating Shemitas Ksofim. Whereas the Urim says that no, you have a mitzvah to activate Shvitas Ksofim. And technically, until you activate it, Al Pi Hilchos Chayshem Mishpat, I owe you the money even after the seventh year. I will say, any nafgaminas la halacha between the Urim and the Mordechai? Let's say you're not chayv in mitzvahs. Let's say you have brothers and sisters that are ketanim, that have accounts in their names. And they might have certain accounts that owe money to them. Right? But they don't have any mitzvahs. They don't have to put tefillin on in the morning. They're off the hook. They're not chayv mitzvahs. They didn't have a bar mitzvah. So does Shemitas Ksofim apply to them? Do I have to write a prusbul for those accounts? A separate prusbul? I don't know. Well, if you come from the analysis of the Urim, and everything is stemming from a mitzvahs essay, and these ktanim are not chayav in mitzvahs, guess what? Leave those accounts. Don't even write a prosbul for them. Because the whole chiyuv of Shemitas Ksofim is noveya from the mitzvah of Mishamit Anilcha. And if you're not a bar mitzvah, so then you don't have the din of Shemitas Ksofim, and guess what? All those monies are owed. However, since we paskin like the Mordechai, that there's an independent entity that's on autopilot that has nothing to do with the mitzvah. There is also a mitzvah for you to say Dvar HaShmita, for you to say Meshamit HaNilcha. But there's a halach over here that's relevant even independent of that. So then, that's something that's relevant no matter what age you are, no matter how old you are, no matter who you are, not only to husband and wives who have private accounts that should need, if they are separate assets, should need a separate prosbul for each of them, but even children's accounts that might have money that's owed to them should have a prosbul done for them, because prosbul
is afkaisa de malka, is something that's on autopilot, is something that not necessarily is a function of the mitzvah and being a bar chiyuv in mitzvahs. This chakir, this machlokus between the Mordechai and the Urim, Rabbi Usai, is not something foreign in Hilchos Shmita. Rabbi Usai, we now are talking about the halachas that are relevant globally, all over the world, which is the Shmita that's relevant to debts. Shmita's Ksafim. But there has been a halacha all year, this past year, I was just zocha to be involved in this mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, of Shemitah Saperus, Shemitah Sakar. Now, anyone in Israel over the summer? Andy? Where were you?
Tel Aviv.
Tel Aviv. Okay, they keep Shemitah there, good. Just checking a lot, it got complicated. Okay. Internship in Tel Aviv. Schmack. Who else? Oh, no. Anyone else here in Israel? So Andy. There is a debate in Eretz Yisrael. It's called the debate of Yevul Nachri. Did you ever hear that statement? Yevul Nachri? What happens if you have produce, before we get into the Heter Mechira debates, even just produce that's coming from a Goyish field? Not sold, not anything. Is there Kedusha Shvius on an Arab's field in Eretz Yisrael? Do I have to make sure that if I have a fruit and leftovers from a fruit that was owned by a guy and planted by a guy, do I have to make sure that that fruit and that item be treated with special Kedusha and make sure not to waste it?
Yes.
Or do I say that no?
Yeah,
since it's a goyish property, and a goy was the one who planted it, so then I don't have to be concerned about it. Lifshitz, no. You vote yes?
Kedusha's on the land.
Kedusha's on the land. Okay, good. Anyone else vote no?
Yeah.
Max Harvey?
Yeah, I don't think you should.
You don't think you should? Why?
Because I think the Kedusha's on the person.
Because Kedusha's on a person. Good. Anyone else? Any other opinions?
Goyim don't own it.
Rabosai, this is a machloikes between the Ma'bit and the Beis Yosef. This is not starting in 101 on September 1st this year, 2015. Is that today's? Today's
yep.
I guess the blank stares are for another reason. But but this is something that already dates back to Tzfat in the 1500s. What is the halacha when it comes to goyish fruits? Do I have to be Kedusha Sviyas or do I not have to keep Kedusha Sviyas? Says the Beis Yosef, Baal Kesef Mishnah, Baal HaShulchan Aruch, Marana Machaber, Paskins La'alocha, that Goyish of fruits do not need to keep Kedusha Sviyas because they're Goyim. The Goyim were the one who planted them. And they're not Chayiv in the mitzvah of Shemitah. However, says the Ma'bit, it's not true. Something that's relevant to the land. We don't care about who the land is. Ad Hayom Hazeh, this is a machlokes between the Chazon Ish and Mineg Bnei Brak, and the machlokes Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Mineg Yerushalayim. Ad Hayom Hazeh, there are two minhagim. Those Yerushalmis keep the minig of that Kedushas Goyim, like the Beis Yosef, Yevul Nachri does not have Kedusha, and you are allowed to treat them as regular fruits and throw them out in their regular way and dispose them without keeping Kedusha, and whatever other halachos are relevant for Shviyas, you do not have to refrain from acting with Kedusha, refrain from acting in certain ways with them and keep Kedusha with them because they're Goyisha fruits. However, Minig Bnei Brak is like the Chazon Ish, like the Ma'bit, that no, this is something that has Kedusha. Yevul Nachri is something that's irrespective of who owns it and who planted it. It's something that's relevant where it's from. Is it in Eretz Yisrael? Is it not in Eretz Yisrael? And therefore it has Kedusha automatically. Rabosai, the Ma'bit and the Beis Yosef are having the same exact machlokes, ligabe Kedusha Shvius of the Peros. Is Kedusha Shvius of the Peros afkaisa de Malka? Something that's on autopilot, something that's automatic, something that's not relevant and doesn't have to relate specifically to who owns the fruits? Is it something that's endowed with Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, no matter if it's an Arab owner, no matter if it's an Israeli owner? Or no? Is it that there's a mitzvah when it comes to Shemitah. V'hashmiyas tishmetenu unetashta, says the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, that I as the owner have a mitzvah to treat Kedusha in my land and be mafkir all my fruits. Kedushas peros of the fruits of the year of Shviyas is something that's relevant and said to the owner. He has a mitzvah to be mafkir his fruits and to act in a certain way towards those peros. And if you don't have that initial step, you don't have the owner, so then the halachas don't apply. Is it afkera de bailim? Or is it the halacha of Kedusha Shviyas that the peros have to be hefker and have Kedusha afgeis de malka automatic? So this very same machlokes that applies to Shviyas itself is the same exact machlokes. We see the same chakira already coming up in this halacha that's applicable globally to our Shemitah, very relevant halacha l'maisa. What's the nature of Shemitah's ksofim, of debts that are owed for you? Is it in the Bailim's domain? Is it in my control to activate Shemitah or to have to follow the laws of Dusha Shviyas over here? Or no, is it something that's automatic? A very similar chakira, not identical. They're different halachas, but you see this chakira coming up again and again in Hilchos Shviyas. Then the Gemara says something fascinating. Again, this is prior to Prozbul. We didn't learn about the shtick that we're going to do in Mirtzah Shem next week. This is a person that didn't take care of it. He goofed, and he woke up after Rosh Hashanah and realized that he has all this money that's owed to him, and he doesn't know what to do. So we said, person can come to me and say, I want to give it back. I have to respond, Meshamin Anilcha. Machlokas the Mordechai the Urim, what's the nature of that halacha that I have to respond, Meshamin Anilcha? Then after I respond appropriately, like the Torah tells me, Vized Dvar HaShmita, that I use the correct dibor and enunciation to, in order to either activate Shemitah's Ksofin, or to proclaim something that was activated by the Ribono Shalom itself, then the Torah says, then the Gemara says, that if the lova, the borrower, says, Afal Pichen, I insist, you should really take the money, then I could take it. But then Rabbah says something fascinating. Look at the wrong Gemara. Then Rabbah says something fascinating. Rabbah says the following words. Im Omar Afal Pichen, Yikabel emenu, shenemar bezedvar reshvita, amar rabba, vitalile. What does vitalile mean? Says Rashi, vitalile. What is vitalile? What, have anyone heard the word tlia? To be tola? Tola, dependent, so where does it come from? What, think Sanhedrin. Think Sanhedrin. What's tola? What's tlia? Where's the din tlia in Sanhedrin? The Talu ala eitz by Haman.
Hang.
Says Rashi, you know what the Talile means? Rab is telling you a lot of Talile? Unbelievable, you're not going to believe me. I'll keep this open in case you want to check if I'm lying. Vitalile? Im hoya rotze lachzorbo? Again, the Lova is now saying, and the Balva said back to him, Mishamit ani lecha. Then if the Lova says, Afal pichen, I insist, take my money, Morty. So then I'm allowed to accept. What happens after I went through the process that the Mordechai and the Urim just debated with Zedvar Ashmita, and then the Lova says, woohoo! I'm running away with my money. I don't have to pay him anymore. I just lost out big time. We're talking millions of dollars that I just lost out. Says Rashi, don't worry, relax. Vitalile. Vitalile? Im hoya rotze lachzerbo. If he wants to turn around and not give you the money that he owes you, yitlenu ala apes im gavur yado ad the omer afal pichen. Did everyone just hear what Rashi just said? Rashi says, vitalile, you know what Rab is telling you? Rab is telling you that you have the ability to do what until the lova says the words afal pichen. You have the ability to what? Hang him on a... Anna?
Tree.
I can mamish, make the guy suffer until he says, Afal Picha, and I insist that I'm going to give it back to you. Unbelievable. That's what Rab is coming and telling you, Vitalile, relax, says Rashi. Don't worry, don't worry. Ask the Rishonim an obvious question. Max Harvey Steinberg, what's the obvious question on Shitas Rashi that the Rashba doesn't understand Rashi at all?
Obvious question, Rabosai, we're going through Hilchos Shmita's Ksufim over here. The debts are either canceled or I just canceled the debts, right? Either according to the Mordechai or the Urim, depending on who's in the driver's seat, right? So now you said Mishamidani, right? So now the guy has a right, he walks away. How am I allowed to hang him on the tree? Aren't you totally going against all of what? The halachos of Shmita's Ksufim? What kind of joke is this? How does Rashi say this? I'll keep it open, Rami. You'll check it. Rashi says it. Vitalile Allah eats. You can mamish hang him on a tree. Therefore, the Rashba and all the other Rishonim do not have the ability to accept Rashi's pshat. And therefore, they have to understand that where Rabba was coming to be Mechadish over here was Vitalile is not that you hang him on a tree and you force him to say, I insist, Apal Pichem, but rather, what is it? Vitalile. Vitalile. Vitalile Yadayim, says the Rashba. What's Vitali Yadayim? You hint to him. You give him a nudge. You go around in a shtiblach and you have the shake. You know the shake. You know how to do the shake. It's good. They're good. They're good. You have to get down all the coins to Vasachas. You have to get all of them at the same time. If you have like different coins at different times, it's not going to work. You're not going to make a lot of money. You have to know how to do it. Vitali Yadayim, you have to hint to him and say, I need the money. You have to wink to him and say, come on, stay Afal Pichin. But in a Hanami, if I force him, to say Afal Pichin, says the Rishonim, then you're totally going against the whole concept of Shmidas Ksofim. The debts are really canceled. Either I just canceled the debts, or the debts alone are really canceled. I can't force it out of you. I can't beat you up. So therefore, said the Rishonim, no, what Rabbah was coming to me Mechadish is that I can hint to you that I really need the money, that I'm low on cash, and therefore he on his own should create and present that he insists on his own as a matana to give me back the money. But remember, I said Mishamit Ani Lecha. I said Mishamin and Elcha, and the loan was washed away. So if you're now saying Afal Pichin and I insist, then the money that you are giving to me is really a matana gmura, a total present. That's something that you don't owe me, Pomper. You owe me a lot of other things, but you don't owe me that.
Why can you say something about debt?
Because by get, that's the Rambam that we quoted in Shir yesterday, last night, that you weren't here for. By get, the Rambam says the halacha is, and Bezdin is, first of all, it has to be Al Yidei Bezdin. Number two, they're really doing what they're supposed to be doing. Over here, this is not the halacha. The halacha is it's gone. You're basically forcing a matana. Ezra, do you think it's appropriate that I beat you up and I say, Ezra, I want a matana? Everyone holds Al Pidin, whether you're learning the Lumdus of the Urim or the Lumdus of the Mordechai, no matter what the mechanics are, the debt is gone. The loan is finished. You don't owe me the money. I have the ability to wink to you to try to get a matana. You're going to tell me that I can force you? I could beat you up? By a get, the Rambam says, there is even a will, even a ratzon, right? Even a ratzon, kaifin atchiyem erotzani, yesterday shir, right? Vidui bepeh. Because every Jew wants to do the right thing. He knows he's chayiv to give a get. So and you're just clarifying it for the guy of who he really is.
Why is there any difference?
Because you don't owe the money.
Yeah, but you still, every Jew wants to pay back the guy that, like...
No, I don't. You're doing me a taiva. Ezra, if you give me the money afterwards, it's a matana. It's a matana. So I can't force that out of you. I can't beat you up. So therefore, it's a totally different halach. The Gemara here quotes a whole story that half the story was there. We'll say it outside quickly. Abba Bar Marsa da do Abba Bar Minyumi have a masik be Rabba. He was lending Rabba money, Zuzei, and Rabba came to give him back the money. Amarle Mishamitani, and he said Mishamitani. He did what he did. And then Rabba turned around and took the money home. And then Rabba was very upset, and Abai found Rabba and he says, why are you so upset? And he said, because I wasn't able to give back the money, because he said Mishamitani and I followed Allah Shmita's Kalfim. And then Abai says, did you say Afal Pichin? Because if you say Afal Pichin and you're now going to give him as a present and you're not going to give it back the Torah's chov, so then you'll give it back. And Kachava, Rabba went back and he gave back the money, and then Abba Mamarsa accepted the money because that's the process. Rabosai, that is the first shir and the first stage of Shemitah's Ksav. But Rabosai, we are not going to rely on the Vidyevit post facto, and we'll have to do that when those people wake up. But Amir Tzashem, those people will be awake beforehand, and they will take care of their debts prior. But Max Harry Starnberg has a very basic question. What is the way we're going to take care of it? We're going to bring in all the documents, and people on each of you are going to sign it, and they're going to be Edim or Dayanim that are going to be here to sign to make sure that they're now taking jurisdiction and authorization over the loan. So now we get rid of all these, all the issues of the Torah and Parshas Re'eh, of Shemitas Ksofim, and the Lav of Lo Yigos, and now everything is fair game. But ask Max Harvey Steinberg, I don't understand. Mina Torah, the halacha is that what? Once Shkia happens on Rosh Hashanah, what happens to the debt? Washed! And now, Hillel, thousands of years later, comes along and just says, freaks! Stop! No more. I'm creating a loophole. Frek the Gemara, Akasha, Rabosa, you have this on the sheets on Lamed Vavim and Aleph. Frek the Gemara, Akasha! The Gemara asks, the first word on the line is Midi, go back two words. Umika Midi in the Araisa, it's about nine lines down, up from the bottom. Umika Midi in the Araisa, Misham Teshvis, Vihiskin Hillel, Deloy Misham. How is it possible that on the level of the Araisa, the Halacha is instructing us that what? The debts are gone, they're washed, the loans are no longer in existence. And comes along Hillel and goes up against the Torah and uproots this halacha and now puts the loans back on track and allows me to say to Kor, me to say to Avi, guess what? You better pay up. You owe me the money. And Mirtz Hashem, next week, the next shiur on Prosbol, we will understand what rules and mechanisms halacha and Hillel is using in order to activate this Prosbol. And Rabosai, this is not going to be only relevant for understanding Prosbol and the loophole that we're going to get involved with in Mirtz Hashem next week. But this is something you soda stick in understanding the koach of Chazal in all halachos of monetary law. Mirtz Hashem, we will do that next week. Stay tuned. Rabosai, Erev Parshios. Let's go. Sugya today, Erev Parshios, a complicated sugya. Let's get back in it. Let's not lose it. I want to finish. I want to...